Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to look up jerking off dogs on my phone.
Coming on through. Hey, man, guess what? I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
I should get a discount. I masturbate every day after work. Smell this.
Does it smell like one?
I don't know, man.
It smells like a bubble, dude.
Welcome to the Straight Garbage Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Many apologies for the audio last week. Hopefully this week will be better. Bear with us. We're all using one mic. We're huddled around and our penises are almost touching each other.
We're revamping the studio.
If our penises were a little bit bigger, they would be.
Yeah. That's hence the almost touching.
Yeah. If they were even average length, they'd probably be touching. But
yeah.
I guess they're average for this group. I mean... Yeah. Law of averages.
So we're all average
in this group. Yeah, I've measured.
Well, if all of us as a group are the study, wouldn't we be like the high mark? How does that work?
I think the high mark would be.
So here we're all above average because there's no below or above.
Possibly. Huh. This is the group.
We're the baseline.
They have to use millimeters to measure ours in this group. Inches don't work.
Centimeters.
Yeah, but it's like 12 millimeters. I mean, that's a lot.
It is.
Fuck yeah.
I hear guys bragging about having an 8, and we've got 12s.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, there's that. Dude, why are you nervously shaking your leg? You're shaking mine because we're standing right next to each other.
Yeah.
Doing one mic.
I don't know. I've always been a nervous Nelly.
Nervous Nelly?
Yeah.
Four guys, one mic.
Yeah. I want to hold your mic a little higher.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Your stomach's bumping against the cord.
Hey.
I hope that's your stomach.
It's called a beer belly.
Could be your 12 millimeter.
Jay, did you do drugs?
No.
Is that why you're so antsy? You take some fucking Adderall.
I did. I've been like that my whole life. Just what? Always been just like all my whole life.
Just stoned out of your mind.
I think that's the lack of alcohol in the system.
Oh. I was told I was supposed to be on, what is it called? Ritalin?
Yeah, Adderall, Ritalin when I was a
kid. My parents were like, fuck. Nah, he's just a kid.
I was thinking about going to the doctor to get some.
Yeah.
To sell or use?
Let's not talk about it. I mean... I would like to motivate myself to do something other than drink beer.
So. With every pre-order of a book, you'll get some Adderall.
Dude.
Yeah, we'll crush it up into a paste and just fucking, we'll just wipe it. If
you
lick
the paper, it will give you the same effects as Adderall.
What we're going to do is we're just going to wipe it on one of the pages and not tell you which one. Like wipe it on like a paintbrush. So you got to eat the whole fucking book. Eat fucking 13 pages of just regular paper.
Yeah. No, like my wife, she's like, you just cannot fucking sit still. Like we go camping and it's like rainy day or whatever, and everybody's all huddled in the campers, and I'm out there with a shovel like creating a ditch for the rainwater to go.
Just out like buck ass naked, like, jerking off in the rain. Doing?
We gotta do something here.
That's what I do. I have the hardest time, like 4:30 in the morning when you wake up drunk as shit. I cannot be fucking quiet.
Stop rubbing the mic all over.
Dude, yeah, come on. Dude, that's fucking disgusting.
Do you want to get fired again?
Dude. Yeah, you're gonna get chew spit on it.
Who's doing the like tap tappity tap tap?
I ain't touching nothing, man.
I don't think it's me.
Dude.
Now nobody's moving.
Everybody's all stone quiet now.
It could be. I have a nervous tick when I do stuff like that.
It's Jay.
Is that me?
That's him right there. Okay. Stop doing that.
I usually have a pen in my pocket that
I click. We're gonna lose half our listeners just because of our poor audio.
Yeah, I was dumping a dumpster today.
And no, you weren't. Were you doing front load?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched you at Winco.
No, that's roll off.
No, it went the front one. In the parking lot.
Wasn't me.
Steven. I just said front load.
I was on front load today, but not in the morning.
Oh,
Steve, there's one. There's a front load at Winco, or is he just talking about the
mall? On the other end of the parking lot by the bank.
Oh, the mall.
That's
mall.
Still Winco. The only important thing in that whole fucking parking lot is Winco. Yeah.
It's the only thing that's open.
No, there's still that Chinese buffet thing.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. What do you get? Mongolian.
Yeah,
that's Zanies. Chinese buffet, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. And Zanies.
I've never ate there. Zanies is not bad. It depends on what you order there.
Nachos.
Nachos are good there, though.
Yeah.
They have a fucking bomb ass nachos. But
buenos nachos.
But I was dumping a dumpster today, and I'm like, I pick it up. I'm looking at the dumpster, and I'm like, that's a fucking 2-yarder. And a sticker on it said 3-yarder. I'm like, no way. Somebody put a 3-yard sticker on a 2-yarder and delivered it as a 3-yarder.
Dude, it's the Knicks every time. Guys can't put a sticker on straight, can't put the right fucking sticker on a dumpster. Like, how the fuck? Like, how are we not getting a tax break for having legitimate retarded people working for us?
Yeah, no, we probably are, actually.
Then why the fuck aren't we getting a raise from all the money we're saving?
I call her in. I go, dude, it's a fucking 2-yarder. I go, unless Josh is converting the old style 2-yarders into 3-yarders now. And he's like, fuck, are you kidding me? I'm like, no. He's like, all right, I'll fucking go replace it.
I was up top the other day, and I noticed there was a bunch of mislabeled ones, so I said something to Ren. Yeah. Fucking dumb fucks. Like, what the fuck?
And the funny thing is, Corey was actually delivered dumpsters. One of them, hilarious, if he'd one delivered it. Yeah.
Have they been doing it so long? And they... I mean, I get, like, that occasional fuck-up, but... It's constant.
I mean, I feel like I haven't been doing this for that long. I haven't hardly done any commercial, but I think visually I can tell the difference between a 2 and a 3 if they're sitting next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
A 2 is really fucking small.
Yeah. Yeah,
compared to a 3, I mean, it's a yard bigger. I mean, my God.
I mean, so they got a 1. The 2 is twice that size.
They got a 1, 1.5.
I didn't know that we had 1.5.
Yeah, they have 1.5s out there.
Yeah, of course they would, because they got a fucking nickel and dime everybody.
No shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
I love nickel and diamond people.
Yeah. If you're like Washington, you would probably just take a 2 and then just like cut out like a little section out of the back and then weld it in backwards, you know? So it is a 2, but it's got a half taken out of it instead of just being its own style.
Didn't
of
you say that's what they were doing with the 32s where you're working, but they're putting a line in them for 16s?
It was 20, yeah, some of the 32s had a liner in them to make them 25s. So dumb.
Yeah. See, yeah. I think we should just mislabel all of ours, like take our 6-yarders and put 8-yard stickers on them. And, you know, less garbage you guys have to dump, less times you guys go to the dump.
Especially like apartments and stuff, people ain't gonna know what's an 8 or 6-yarder.
Saving the world one scam at a time.
There's a guy that we dump. He's too lazy to pack his 96-gallon can because he has to take it down to the main street. But the commercial guys go up it, front load guys. So they coned off a 1-yarder they measured it off to 96-gallon can. Just so he doesn't have to pack his can all the way down the street.
You know what's funny is I remembered Mark doing that.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to him about it one day, and he had no fucking clue. Couldn't remember. Like,
is that something he'd remember?
For one, literally the only dumpster you've worked on since you've been there. You know? Yeah. And B, you did it. So, how the fuck? Like, when do we ever do that? How do you not remember that?
Wait, so this guy has his own personal dumpster that's like purposely small.
Yeah.
That only holds 96 gallons.
Yeah. It's a 1-yarder that they coned off and then only made it big enough for like what size.
How much did he pay to make that happen?
I don't know. Well, Mark did.
We just bent over backwards for him.
So, like, if you just call and complain,
he's the mob boss.
Fucking lot.
Yeah.
And yell at Sean like so much.
Yeah.
You just get shit for free.
Well, and the guy's got money. I'm sure that helped. But
I hope he's paying for a yard and what it costs to have it dumped. I mean, honestly, that's kind of bullshit if he's not.
Yeah. Cause it's down in North Lewiston, and it's a road that residential trucks go up, but the commercial guys go up it. The front load guys go up it. There's a couple dumpsters up there.
I hate how that motherfucker always has the exit gate blocked off, making it a pain in the ass for us to get out of there.
Trying to make that turn.
Like, we bend over backwards for you, and you can't leave a fucking gate unlocked? Yep. Go fuck yourself, you fat piece of shit. No, I don't know if he's a fat.
Oh, he is.
I don't know if he's a fat, but...
He is.
Okay.
I used to work for
him. Yeah, now you're getting fired.
Yeah?
Yep.
Cool.
He's a fan.
He's actually not a bad guy. He actually treated me well, so, but...
He's just lazy and a piece of shit.
I thought that was the guy that you said always yelled, and you were like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Oh, he never yelled at me. He yelled at his kid.
That's
right. Yep.
Oh, the Herco guy or whatever?
No, it's pretty close. It's right across the street from the Herco guy. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell him you said that.
He treated me well.
You'll forget.
No, I won't. I'm going to listen to this episode. And then when the next time I'm on that route, I'm going to go tell him.
Yeah, tell him.
Yeah, the next Thursday, I'm gonna tell him. So you either got to blow me or you're losing your fucking job. And then you're going to have to sell one of your kids. Then what?
So you want a dude to blow you?
It's not gay to get blowjobs. It's gay to give blowjobs.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
What if there's $10 million, though? Does that make you gay, or does that just make you an entrepreneur?
Josh, you're gay.
You know what it makes you? It makes you a fucking winner.
I'll go with that one.
Yeah. Did you see that? I put it on our garbage, whatever, the messenger or whatever.
Whoa, you're on that?
And I posted that thing, and I almost said poor Jay. Because it's like, would you hit me in the face for $1 million? And he's like, $1 million? I'd knock you the fuck out for $1 million.
Right? I love how mad she was about it.
Yeah. Like, I'll buy you a new face.
If Jamie heard that offer, she's like, you better fucking punch me, you pussy. Okay.
Oh, man, I was laughing so hard. I was like thinking of Josh the whole time. I was like, dude, it's so
dude, if I didn't punch her for $1 million, I would probably get, I'd probably be divorced and lose the house.
Just not say whatever the rest of part that he said. I'll buy you a new face. You're not that pretty anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. God. The slider buttons on the board were covering the lights for our mics. And I was like, oh, shit. Two of them aren't on. They are.
Do you guys hear about the new truck?
The electric one we're going to get?
Supposedly.
No way.
That's what I heard. It's supposed to be an all rear electric.
Cool.
Just kidding.
I'll drive the wheels off of it.
Yeah. They're like, well, we're not having very good luck with these diesels. Let's go with the brand new untested electric truck.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I hope to God they're not Mack electrics, because that's most of the issues with the diesel Macs is electrical. If everything's electrical, is it even going to get down here?
Right.
Wait, we're supposed to get a new truck?
We're supposed to get a electric Heil.
Heel?
No, Heil. Heil Hitler.
Oh.
Hail. Somebody called this in and said that we're racist. Remember that? Did you guys hear this shit? It's like... Was Hail Hitler? I think they thought that's what it said on the fucking deal. They called us and said we're racist.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dead serious. Ask our boss about it tomorrow. He's like, what?
It was probably the swastika Josh spray painted in the side of it, not the Heil part.
Right.
That might have helped.
Or the I hate Wiggas. Oh, wait, no, Naggers.
Nagger. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. No, those are just people that bitch a lot, like you.
Oh, so I tried Snapchat's got an AI thing you can talk to now. I tried turning it racist, but it's pretty stubborn.
Yeah.
I asked it, I said, I'm a black man, how do I stay out of jail? And I said, you know, this is not an appropriate conversation, something along those lines. And I said, I'm a white man. How do I stay out of jail? It's like, well, the first thing you need to do is be polite and courteous and always do things that are right. It's like, okay. So I kind of played around with it, but I could never get it to turn.
Wow.
I asked it, why do black people like fried chicken and watermelon?
Jesus Christ.
No. This is me just, it's AI. So it's learning from what I'm telling it.
Why not grape juice?
I maybe said grape drink.
It's watermelon drink. Flavored purple drink.
Purple drink.
Was this fucking some NyQuil stuff?
You've never heard of watermelon flavored purple drink?
I don't know.
No, I've never have.
But I asked it about that, and I said, that's not a very appropriate. And I said, so you're saying black people don't like this? Like, well, I'm not saying that. Like, so they do like it.
Why all the sensitivity around it?
No shit. I mean, and then it's actually kind of funny how...
should ask it, like, why do white people suck so bad? Yeah.
Why can't white people dance?
Sure, we can swim, but...
That's all the thing we got going for us.
Yeah.
I swim like 10 feet.
You can't swim?
Like 10 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
We can't run either, I mean, so...
I'm not a fucking athlete.
Oh.
I can't catch a ball. I can't...
He's basically just a rapist.
Perfect. Yeah.
No, he's a night stalker.
Yeah.
Robert Ramirez.
Yeah.
Dude, I get love into the that. Water.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Love the water.
Even no, after don't. Even after your mom what? Scared the shit out of you.
I have my mom scared. Oh, with the
you don't like swimming in it.
What do you mean? The river? I love swimming in the river. What are you talking
about? Yeah, but you got to be like holding on to the boat, don't you?
Oh, because I can't see the bottom. Yeah. I would. I don't.
You have a love hate relationship with the river.
Yeah.
Dark water.
As long as I can see the bottom, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a beach.
You
guy.
Should see me when you should see me when I jump off the boat. I put my skis on to go water skiing. I'm like, hit it. They're like, dude, you still got 8 wraps left. I don't give a shit. Hit it. Something's gonna bite my ass.
Dude, yeah. I won't even do that. I must be more afraid of the water than you.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping in nothing.
Yeah.
I used to ski and kneeboard and shit.
Yeah. Dude, I could not kneeboard.
Yeah.
I tried and tried. My cousin pulled me from the Blue Bridge past the new bridge, back down to the Blue Bridge, and about halfway up, my arms were so tired. I'm like, fucking cut it, dude.
How the fuck couldn't you get up on a kneeboard? I could not
get up on that kneeboard, dude, to save my life.
How?
I don't know.
You just
No. It's not kneeboard, not kneeboard. Wakeboard. Yeah.
It's because his wiener's too big. It's fucking yeah. All the drag in yeah, the water.
That wasn't it.
Trust yeah. That should act like a rudder.
That makes sense.
Dude,
especially because you're sideways.
He took me to the dock. That thing was just like sitting on the dock, and he's like, oh, this would be way easier if I. He tried it all, dude.
You got to lean back, and then lean forward, and then lean back.
Yeah, I'm way too scared of water to do any kind of that. The most, like, when I went on a floaty thing behind a boat one time, and fucking my whole life was like, I was going to die.
Dude, you know what we should do?
Why not?
We should either roofie or chloroform Robert. Dude, and then we'll do one of those parachute ones behind the boat where it gets you up in the air.
Dude, gets you way up there.
And then we'll just like disconnect him and then drive off in the boat so he just fucking lands in the middle of the river.
If I got like a good floaty, like I'm okay.
Who said anything about floaties?
Yeah, I need a floaty. It's a fucking river, dude.
I don't remember saying anything about you wearing a floaty.
Dude, my landlord has a race boat, and I won't even get in the fucking thing with a floaty on. I'm like, no, I can't swim that far. I'm like, I don't know. I could swim as far as I could, like, throw a basketball, which is not that far. Not across the court, that's for sure. I'm a fucking dead man.
So our other mechanic, his name Mark, you know, the one, not the one that left, but the one that's still here. Anyway, he said he was on the back of a boat, and the guy, there's two guys in the front, and he was on the back, and they're racing another boat, and he's like, oh, fucking knocked over my beer, and he stood up to, like, grab his beer while the guy fucking swerved, threw him out of the back of the boat at the confluence, dude.
Oh, shit.
At the confluence. And he said he found his beer in the river, and he said they're just floating, and he said they just kept going. They didn't know he fell out.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
He said they were gone for like, he said it felt like fucking 10 minutes, but it was probably like a couple minutes in the middle of that. The confluence, what do? You know, that's a long swim. Yeah. No matter where you decide to go. And he said, all of a sudden he sees the boat coming back. Dude, we didn't know you fell out. He said he had his beer in his hand. You got to ask him about it tomorrow if you're in the yard. Dude, the way he tells it, it's fucking it's hilarious the way he tells it. Boy, that was a good.
Sorry, did I sneeze all over you?
Yeah, when I'm in the water, I am not taking like. I'm taking all the precautions. I got fucking arm floaties, ankle floaties.
Dude, I bet he's got the fucking white stuff on his nose.
No, I don't care about my face burning. I'm more worried about fucking drowning. I don't care if I come out looking like a lobster.
Tell me you have the like fucking dog leash chain with the little fucking anchor in the sand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, I got a diaper thing. Looks like a diaper floaty. I just look like the Michelin man out there in the fucking water.
Dude, no, you should have a fucking winch. A winch on the shore with a cable. A winch. A winch, winch, whatever.
There's a big difference.
Concubine and a
ball and chain.
Yeah, and a winch.
Oh, dude.
A winch. With remote hook like to like eye? A life alert pendant on your chest. So if you get out there too far and you get panicked, you just hit the life alert button and it fucking winches you back into shore.
Dude, like when stuff touches me in the water, way. I will straight shit down my leg.
Gross.
I fucking, you know those things that grow, like you put the octopus thing in the water and it grows like six times its size. I fucking stepped on one of those in the water and I was like fucking, I was only like knee deep. I fucking ate shit like 9 times trying to run through like 20 feet of water. It's like, it's fucking getting me. It's got me. Fuck. And then they like pulled this little fucking, and they're like, this is all it was, dude. And I was like, fuck that water. We're going home.
Bullshit. So like if you go to I don't know, shit, any coast, they have that seaweed, dude.
Yeah. I saw that shit and I was all like scared of it. And then I got all brave and started like messing with it. And yeah. So like with a stick.
All brave.
Yeah.
Messing with the weed.
Yeah.
Well, eventually, what are you doing there, dancing plant?
Yeah. Eventually, I picked some up. Find you home, I'd
smoke your ass. Yeah.
I picked some up eventually, but I'd never. So, there's all people out there like getting in the. I'm like, dumb motherfuckers.
So, have you ever been?
Somebody's dying.
Have you ever been in the water not on psychedelics though?
Yeah. I've actually never been in the water on psychedelics. Cause
that would really fuck you up.
Maybe. Maybe.
Hey, do ecstasy, because then you like shit rubbing up against you, right? Is that what they say? I don't know. Yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah, it's a good feeling thing. Yeah,
so go jump in the
goddamn. I'd rather just do the acid, though. It just makes you like superhuman somehow.
Yeah.
I ate flowers. Yeah. I ate flowers last weekend. Yeah.
How were they?
They were not good. So my buddy and I
How the fuck do you just like, hey, let's eat some flowers?
Acid.
So we went to Rosar's because it was my buddy's anniversary.
So you bought the flowers?
You ate a $50 bouquet of flowers.
No. So we stayed up all night. Roses and then we were out of beer and we're like, oh, hey. It's 6:10. Let's go to Rosar's. And then my buddy's like, yeah, it's my anniversary, so I'll buy flowers. And then he's all looking at all these flowers, and he doesn't know what to pick because he's not that like a flower guy. And then I'm like, buy that one. Yes. And he's like, okay. And then he's walking around with it. And then I fucking turned around and just took a big old bite out of this flower and spit it out.
In the store?
Yeah. And then we were being all loud as fuck over by the flower thing. And then somehow I bought like $50 worth of flowers. And then we're over at the fucking beer thing. And then he like swats my flowers. And now there's fucking flowers all over the store. And then we left with 3 cases of beer and then stayed up a lot longer.
Jesus.
And I don't know.
That's good, buddy.
Josh, do you have Parkinson's?
The flowers don't taste good, though.
No. So I watched the TikTok video the other day. A guy beer battered
Flowers?
No, dandelions.
Yeah, flowers.
Picks all the that's a weed. Dandelion's a weed.
But it flowers.
But it's a weed.
Apple's it's technically flower, a too. Weed.
Yeah, the goddamn but neighbor kid.
Anyway, he fucking beer battered him up and fucking fried him. And his kids are like, fucking, this is awesome, daddy. He says they're edible. I don't know.
Well, see,
people yeah, they make tea.
Yeah, dandelion tea, dandelion wine, dandelion.
It gives you hard boners.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's like three penis Josh, wine.
I got free boner pills out in my backyard, and I don't even know it.
You just got to be able to eat it. You know all the white shit that comes out of the dandelion thing that's like glue?
Yeah.
That's fucking boner meniscus.
You're out of your mind.
No.
You're out of your fucking
Look mind. It up on YouTube.
It's natural artificial semen.
You should
give
some to Jay that we don't know it, and then we'll finally put this big cock, small cock.
Do you see how Jay's wearing compression shorts underneath of his regular shorts?
Those are my underwear, Dick.
That's his compression shorts to hide his giant wang.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure he's got it wrapped around his waist.
It's called bare.
He doesn't wear a belt. He just wraps it around himself.
Naked underwear from Duluth Trading Company.
Yeah,
fuck Duluth. That's what those are.
Man, you are rich.
Those are fucking comfortable. That's what those are.
You're rich.
They're comfortable.
Must be nice.
I'm on day four of this pair of underwear.
Have this wife that makes all this money.
Yeah, there's that. Because we all know what we all make the exact same fucking amount of money.
Nope, I make a little bit less.
I just work twice as much.
Have you not got your final raise yet?
I think it's 18 months, but I just want a lump sum check.
What?
Like 18 months, you get your full pay, I think.
Yeah, it is.
And so I've been here. August will be 2 years. So I'm going to wait till August.
I wouldn't do that. Check. That's what happened to me.
But you got a lump sum check, right?
Yeah.
They taxed the fuck out of it.
Yeah. The whole like $900 turned into like $125.
Maybe I should say on the Michonne tomorrow.
I was expecting something. I was like, oops.
Yeah.
Like got like one extra day for fucking 6 months.
Sick.
Well, see, I'm making. I got. Well, the weird thing is, I got a 30-cent an hour raise last week, and it should have been 76 cents, I think, to get me up to where you guys are at.
What are you at now?
22.60. Because isn't it 23.10?
I think it's 23.05. Maybe
23.10.
You guys are losers. I make 24.
I believe it. Prince of the yard.
Shut up.
Yep.
Prove it.
I'll get my next paycheck.
How the fuck would you make more than us?
I don't know. Probably because, I don't know. I'm just.
I want to see their pay scale thing.
I should.
I'm really hoping that they pay welders and fabricators more.
Oh.
And so I've been doing this.
He's a certified welder, though. Are you certified?
I'll certify him. I got a printer. I got some nice paper.
Look at my welds and ask me again.
You are a good welder. You are. But do you have to go take a test to be certified?
Yeah, you got that works. X-ray and stuff.
Yeah.
I got something that looks like an X-ray machine.
I'll go do a weld test right now.
I'll certify if it's
$5. I think you could pass it. I know you could, actually.
If it's $5 an hour for a raise, I will certify you for $1 an hour.
Well, you don't just weld one thing, Jay. You got to like do an uphill, a downhill,
yeah.
Overhead, underhead, sideways.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen
inside
him
out.
He's overhead, sideways, up, down, left, right, right, left. I've seen him weld.
Yeah.
He goes all the angles.
All of the angles.
No, I'm not.
And I weld the shitty ass fucking dumpster material.
You know,
Yeah. Give me honestly, some nice clean metal and I'll show you a nice weld.
Honestly, I'd like to see a lot of these guys that are certified great welders on nice clean metal welded dumpster that's been rusted out for 20 years.
Right.
I mean, honestly.
Where you're like, hole.
I mean, I hate to give you credit for anything, but they do turn out pretty good.
Yeah. But.
And that's definitely not trying.
Anyway.
I'm not trying to put a good weld on.
I see how you go through your day.
I don't know, people are going to listen. You only make that much money now?
No shit.
And I was honestly, I'm just joking because obviously I was just being a smart ass.
Well, I was going to say, I should make more money because I got a Class A CDL.
I think it's kind of fucked up. That's true. I think it's kind of fucked up that that you would think the more you've been there, the longer, the more you get more an hour.
Yeah.
But whatever.
We're kind of set up like a union scale is how it is. It was like you top out at this and that's what you get. That's what you're going to make, which I agree with and I don't, but.
But see, then if you keep making more and more, then there's also that chance of getting pushed out for a younger driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, like during the whole right around COVID when it's hard to hire, like companies are offering, you know, like sign-on bonuses and shit like that, while the people that had been there the whole time didn't get shit for loyalty. So, I mean, I can see it both ways, but where you've been here since the 70s?
Something around there.
Yeah, you probably should for being here as long as you have.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. I'm going to retire next month.
Bullshit.
Well, they're forcing him.
I know our 401k plan. You ain't retiring.
Oh, shit. Oh, so come on, babe. Make that money. I need to retire early.
Yeah, what are you going to buy with your 401k? Like a new truck and then be sad because you're out of money?
I'll never buy a new pickup. Well, not on retirement money. Now, mind you, I might buy a pickup, like, you know, while I'm still working. But no. What's that? Huh?
Newer.
Yeah, it'll never be brand new. I'm not spending $100,000 for a fucking truck.
Why not? You could just look at it. You'd be that guy out in the yard with fuck a bag of pretzels and a beer just looking at your new truck that you're too scared to drive.
I don't even drive my fucking pickup enough to even spend what it books for, like 15 or whatever.
So what are you going to buy? 05? New side-by-side?
No, I already got one.
And get newer?
No. I got it's
new,
it's
lawnmower.
It's paid out. I got one of those.
He's just going to buy beer.
See how much money he makes?
Yeah.
New side-by-side, new lawnmower, maybe a new camper? See, look how much money he makes.
It's all paid off. Other than the camper. The camper's not paid off. My wife's car's not paid off. And the house is not paid off.
Are you complaining?
Yeah, I want everything paid off so I can get a new pickup.
You just said you weren't getting a new pickup.
I wouldn't buy brand new, though. I think that money goes right out the window.
So what are you going to do with your retirement? I mean, you're obviously not going to retire on it.
Yeah. So my goal is 55, to retire at 55.
So 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I want to know how in God's green earth you're going to retire at 55. That's 6 months from now.
Okay. Here's the deal. I'm not going to retire from work completely.
He's going to fake gonna his death. I'm going to
retire from our job. I'm done driving for
a living. Do you get a pension?
At 55, I'm just done driving for a living. What's that?
Do you get some sort of pension?
What do you mean?
You know, like you retire at 55, you just
I could just be able to get another job that doesn't make as much as we make, and I don't have to rely on driving for a living.
Yeah, go to Winco.
That's what I'm saying. That or North 40 or Sportsman's or something, sell guns or something. I'm just done driving for a living after 55.
What about selling crack?
Yeah, there's that.
You can be a really nice crack.
I won't sell to anybody under 18, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I heard Washington's going to do the whole not an illegal thing on drugs if you have them on them. Just go across the bridge.
There you go. Yeah.
I think I could see you doing the North 40 selling guns thing.
Yeah.
I mean, got a couple, like, old guys that are like
the old guy with the beard.
I don't know. I haven't been there for a while. I started buying guns online. Fuck the store
or in the fishing department. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to drive for a living after 55 years old.
What if you're a door to door vacuum salesman?
Well, there's that.
I can see you doing a door to door vacuum salesman.
Fuck yeah, sell the shit out of vacuums.
Like, hey, hot old lady, let me show you how well this thing sucks.
Yeah, right. My wife knows it. So
I don't see Jay selling guns because you got to like fill out that paperwork and his handwriting is really unlegible.
Yeah, my handwriting sucks.
The FBI be like, the fuck is this shit? Is that a P or a 7? You're welcome, guy.
Yeah, my handwriting fucking sucks. I'll give it that. But
Well, I guess you better learn how to fish then.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Or stock shelves at Winco.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Glock would hate me. I'd try and talk everyone out of buying a Glock if I worked with Sportsman's. Dude. I was like, oh, you want a Glock, huh? Is this for your purse? You fucking pussy.
What do you got against Glocks?
They suck.
Oh.
See, it's why? Not.
Huh? Just because?
Just because of the fucking, all the people behind them
it's that not
just think they're the greatest fucking gun on the planet.
Okay, so we're on the same page. It's not the gun you don't like, it's the Glock people you don't like.
Kind of like Harley Davidson. You don't mind the bikes, it's the people that ride them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, perfect.
Mustang drivers.
I'm starting, and this sucks too, because I love my Sig Sauer pistols, but the Sig Sauer fanboy group is fucking annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm part of a couple Facebook groups with the Sig Sauer people. And oh my God, every other day it's a picture of, check out my fucking build. And it's like the pistol they bought at the store, and they put a red dot sight on it and a flashlight.
That's a bitchin' build.
That's not a fucking build, asshole. You bought some accessories at Shucks or O'Reilly Auto Parts, and you fucking... Those are the people that shop at O'Reilly's and customize their vehicles with fucking chrome stickers and fucking chrome fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we bought my wife a pistol for her purse or whatever, and we got her a 6 hour, just a little fucking little 9mm.
P365.
Yeah.
Oh, those are sweet little guns.
I was like, because they wanted like, fuck, it's like $500. I want to say $480, $500, something in there. And I was like, oh, look, babe, this one right here. And it's like, it's like $250. And I was like, as I pointed to it, the guy goes, nope. And I go, look at him. And he goes, she doesn't want that. I was like, nah. All right. So we didn't even look at it. He didn't even get it out of the case for us to look at it or nothing.
Shit. That guy just cock blocked you.
Well, he was just like, he goes, if it's for her, he goes, this is the gun she's going to want. That is unreliable. He goes, I wouldn't recommend it.
So. Okay, when they say they're unreliable, I don't know if there's an unreliable gun on the market right now, aside from a Taurus.
Well, they say, the cheap fucking pistols.
High Point?
High Point. And everybody said I had one. It's kind of a long story. A guy gave it to me, and they're like, it's a jamming motherfucker. And I put, I don't know how, never cleaned it. And I don't know how many rounds I put through that fucker. It never once jammed on me.
My brother's got
never
one.
Never once.
Whoever says that shit's bullshit, because they are fucking... I've never heard of people having real problems with those.
It's the people that don't know when I'm saying they're junk.
They're ugly as fuck.
They're horrible to shoot, but they function.
They look like somebody took Darth Vader's helmet as inspiration for this fucking pistol. I mean, it looks like Darth Vader's helmet in pistol form.
You're not wrong there.
Yeah, it's fucking ugly, but...
They're horrible to shoot. They're horrible to handle, but they don't jam, and they actually do shoot fairly well once you figure out how inconsistent the trigger is on them. I mean, my brother's got one. He bought it used, and we've torture tested that damn thing. It's never jammed. It's never been
cleaned. It's like the fucking AK of pistols.
It is.
I've had my Kimber 45 jam on me more than I had that fucking jam. It's never jammed on me.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about a tighter tolerance.
Well, and then granted, you know, when my Kimber did jam on me, it was really dusty. We were riding four wheelers instead of side by side, so I was getting in the elements, and then it rained, and then we were shooting it the next day, and I noticed the first round, it was like it didn't jam, but it was like really slow to put the new round in, and I'm like,
chamber's dirty.
Oh, that's weird. And the second round,
you got to keep those oiled too.
You know what? One gun I've never had jam on me, any of my fucking revolvers.
Good point. Hey, mic drop. That's actually
wait. No, you had some sort of revolver problem.
Oh, it was a bullet stuck in the barrel because it was used hand loaded ammunition. That wasn't the revolver's fault.
Okay, yeah. Did you hear him just slam his mic down? Like,
it was a mic drop.
Fuck. God, why didn't you just pick that up and toss it across the room? It probably wouldn't have made as much noise as slamming it down on this box lid. This fucking guy.
Fucking Jay.
Hey, I found your dry shitter.
My dry shitter?
Yeah, your dry shitter.
My what?
The dry shitter in that room. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That cat box in there, the dry shitter.
Oh, yeah. Did you shit in there?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's got an open top.
Oh, my God. I think I told this story.
No.
I was listening to this thing, and George Clooney was talking about living with this dude. And.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He shit in the cat box?
He shit in the cat box. Yeah. Dude, that's fucking hilarious. Especially since he just seems like such a uptight, prissy motherfucker. Yeah. And then you hear about I took a fucking dump in a cat box and let my fucking roommate think his cat had an issue.
Who is that?
Clooney.
George Clooney.
I used to pee in our cat box just because I knew it was my sister's turn to clean it, so I'd pee in there.
Yeah.
So it's just like a big fucking brick of cement.
Jesus. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you rub your hands through it and cover it up?
Huh?
Did you rub your hands in the litter to cover it up?
No, why would you? You just
pissed. Then you aren't. You didn't do a real cat thing.
I'm not a cat.
He probably wrote his name in it.
I'm a brother pissing in the cat box to make concrete.
Just saying.
So she's got to fucking break it
up.
Gotta
do the full experience. All right. Do we have any nominations for douche of the week?
I don't know. What happened?
I can't think of anything popular in the news.
I haven't listened to the news or watched.
Yeah, honestly, news for a while. I've been listening to the news and really nothing's really coming.
I don't have the news. I deleted Facebook again, and oh, I deleted Amazon too.
Did you really?
I spent way too much. I was like, by the time I get home, I'm gonna forget 99% of the shit that I wanted to buy.
Well,
and then if it was really that important, I'll remember and get on the computer. I have not bought a single thing all fucking week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So douche of the week, Jeff Bezos?
I just kept buying shit. And then it was like in like 2 days, like $400 worth of shit came out. And it's not even stuff I need. It's like fucking watermelon seeds.
Yeah. What? We could do douche of the week of the new spokesman for the Navy. You guys heard of that story?
No.
They did a...
is it the Bud Light thing?
No. They did a not transgender, but a
faggot.
They dress up. What are they? With drag queen. They did drag queen as their new promotion to get new people to join the Navy.
I thought you weren't allowed to be gay and do that.
It's called say something or see something, say nothing. I don't know.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. That's it.
So it's not illegal to be gay
in the military. No.
But I thought
now the Navy hired a drag queen as their spokesman for their new recruiter.
What?
Yes.
So butt fucking on a big ass ship is legal.
Dude, I don't know. And my grandpa was in the Navy. My brother-in-law's in the Navy. My father-in-law's in the Navy. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to shit on anybody that's been in the Navy by no means, but. I told my brother-in-law last night, I called him and he's like, I'd never heard of this shit. I'm looking it up right now. And I looked it up. I just TikTok it, drag queen for Navy, and it'll come up and show you.
You can only find it on TikTok?
No. No, it's all over the major news. Is on Ben Shapiro, Dan Bongino.
But, you know, in all honesty, let them join and put them on the front lines. Let them get killed first.
Well, there's that.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, I don't know.
Put all the trannies, drag queens, gays.
You know, I figured out what people that are on death row, and you know, like you got a mission, and you know it's going to be. That's it.
Like the Dirty Dozen.
Just fucking send them, dude. Right.
Like the Dirty Dozen. Yeah.
And if they make it out, fuck it. They get to stay in that country. Or if
they make it out, send them on another mission like that. Yeah,
there's that.
That's not humane. Jay.
Why
well, neither's raping children.
You're supposed to feed them dirt cheap dog food and let them exist and think about what they did for 99 years.
Okay? Oh, sorry, Robert.
Yeah, because that's the inexpensive way to do things when we're in debt.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So people ask, is the Navy using a drag queen? The U.S. Navy has received harsh criticism after appointing an active duty drag queen to be a digital ambassador in a new effort to attract recruits, as it is not expected to meet recruiting goals this year.
So digital ambassador, it's fingering the new recruits?
Yes. So, yeah. His fucking name's Josh.
Anything for a dollar.
Motherfucker. Yeah. All right. Where do I sign up? Do I get $10 million for being a digital ambassador?
Yeah.
So the new Navy thing's just being bisexual. They're just going to have a whole ship full of fucking AIDS.
You know, my grandpa.
And not the kind that help you.
My grandpa fought in World War II. He would literally be rolling in his grave right now, dude, if he fucking knew what was going on. What the fuck is happening?
Jesus Christ. First Bud Light, now the Navy. Dude, I know. What's now the next? Navy.
And I'm a Navy collector. I collect all Navy stuff, like off the ships and stuff. I'm like, God damn it, man.
Gotta
You're making these, it hard for me.
Got to burn these my Dallas Cowboys flags.
I know, right?
Yeah, well, I know one thing's for certain.
I lost football, Bush, respect for the Navy. Fuck, what the fuck is happening?
Well, I know one thing. I don't have to ever throw away my Nazi memorabilia because they'll never have a fucking transgender as their head.
I mean, honestly, if you collect Nazi memorabilia, nothing's going to offend you that that group's going to do at this point.
Dude, honestly, I got this little pen and it's not like I support it, but it's just kind of like a little eerie piece of fucking history.
I've seen them before.
Yeah, so I mean, that part of it's kind of cool. Just kind of like a creepy reminder of just how fucked up white people are.
Is it is it a swastika?
Yeah.
Is it, do you know how, like, when it was made?
I don't.
Because the swastika was originally like peace and good health symbol prior to Mr. Hitler. I call him Mr. Hitler.
Why does anybody bring his mustache out, man? You know,
Michael Jordan had it for a while.
He did.
Michael Jordan had it for a while.
That's a good stash.
Yeah. He was combating, I don't know.
Combating the Knicks. Yeah. I don't know because they're mostly Jewish.
He had
bad
knees, so he couldn't kneel during the anthem. Yeah. So he did the mustache.
Did the most anti-Semitic thing you could think of.
Right.
Nobody likes Colin Kaepernick, but when Jordan did it.
All right, so grab your shot glasses and we'll raise our toast to the fucking genius at the U.S. Navy thought, hey, maybe we should have a drag queen as our digital ambassador because we got to pull recruits from somewhere. That just must mean that the majority of fucking people out there are now weird-ass drag queen, gender fuck, fluid fuck, whatever fuckers.
Well, after some mildly retarded reasoning, I do believe we have found our douche of the week.
So, going on that, how most people are turning into that. One of the podcasts I listened to.
But just not to interrupt you, by the way, that was way better than the vodka.
Yeah, it was.
Fucking wow.
Vodka next week it is.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
The podcast I'm listening to, I got caught up on, so I went back to...
Gay Frogs?
I went back to like 100 episodes, which was right when the pandemic hit. Did the whole transgender thing, was that as strong prior to COVID? Or was it everybody being cooped up into their houses when they started chopping off their dicks and gluing pencils to their vaginas?
I don't know,
man.
I don't know. I honestly
I blame
don't
know. COVID for the tranny thing.
Well, and the tranny thing's been on for a while.
But now it's more open and more.
People weren't working. And they were just sitting in their homes all day and didn't have anything to do. So they started playing with their junk and decided, like, I want to play with some different junk.
Well, so I think what it was husbands and wives were cooped up together. And the wives, of course, were doing arts and crafts. A lot of the men slipped with the scissors because they're just completely closet hammered and cut their dicks off. Like, no, that was on purpose because now I want to be a woman.
You know what's fucked up, man? I mean, granted, we never got cooped up. Idaho is a fucking beautiful state.
No, it was actually pretty cool. Idaho.
But could you imagine like living in LA where you're getting a fine for walking your fucking dog? Well, and
see, I'm listening to these podcasts from then, like reliving this. And
unreal.
These guys, one of the guys is based out of New York, and it was like $1,000 fine if you were driving for non-essential reasons.
Yeah, isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, and here half of us didn't wear masks.
No, remember when they demanded masks in stores? All the city council got voted out.
Yeah,
they're like, well, fuck you. Dude, that one podcast. I think Corey had it. We all end up with it like the next day. You know what I mean? And we still made the podcast. We're all sick as fuck. But dude, it was nuts. But I'm just glad where we live, man. Because I couldn't even fucking fathom where other people were living and have to.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that many months ago. California lifted their mask mandate.
Yeah.
Just like beginning of the year or some shit. Well, end of the year last year.
Well, they just had a reward show or whatever, and they were mandatory mask at the reward show.
Yeah, fuck that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck that.
You guys got like eight booster shots, man. I still see
random people around this town wearing a fucking mask.
Prior to the pandemic, there was always that handful of people that wore masks too. But I think it's more than what there is now. It's usually the people with the really squinty eyes.
No. I've seen older white fucking women, and mostly women, wearing a mask at Winco at like 6 in the morning when there's nobody there. I'm like, what the fuck? You're there. What do you normally see? You see people wearing masks. Is that older white women?
Knowing Night Stalker over here, it's probably Purple Dragons.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that I've only seen older, like, I don't know, 60-ish.
Yeah.
White women fucking just wearing. I'm like, why the fuck are you wearing a mask? And they always smell like hardcore cigarettes.
Oh yeah, for some reason they're heavy smokers. And
yeah,
you know, I can't get it because I'm a smoker. Well, fuck it. How about you quit smoking? How's that?
Smoking in the car with the windows up.
Yeah,
dude,
I can't let COVID in here.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
It's people blow my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And then everyone wants to judge me that I'll suck a dick for $10 million.
Dude, I mean, I just don't. After seeing this bullshit right here that we just went through the last couple of years, it blows me away how many people rely on the government to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
That's what blew my mind. The government says that we need the shot. The government says we need a booster. That we need another booster. We need another booster.
Government says get rid of your AR-15s and Glocks because they don't know what anything's actually called.
Yeah. How about you go tell the government to go fuck themselves?
Yeah.
How about that?
The government told me to do more drugs, and I took them seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The government told me I owed taxes, and fuck, I paid them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I mean, I get that. Well, obviously, you have to, or you go to fucking prison if you don't, but. Yeah.
It takes a long time for that to happen, Jay.
Does it?
I didn't get any of the COVID shots, and I'm still here by some fucking miracle. Science.
I remember that when I went to Washington, the one guy that I got COVID from, he got the COVID shot. And then he's like, what the fuck? I got COVID.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
well, yeah, that shot had COVID in it.
Yeah. And then I got sick.
My wife worked in a doctor's office or whatever. And she did all the paperwork to like religion, all that shit to try to get it. And it was got down right to the point where she got the shot or she's going to lose her job. And her boss had her back. Her boss is like, look, I'll fight for you, whatever. She ended up not getting it, but boy, it was right down to the wire when everything started and slowly coming back out of it. But she was like, I'm not fucking getting it. I was like, don't get it. So.
Yeah. My ex-wife, they had a clause with their company. It wasn't religious beliefs. It was just personal beliefs that they could sign off on.
Yeah.
But they're based out of Oregon, Portland, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, personal beliefs in Portland. Like, well, if I take that, well, how's heroin going to affect me?
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's that? Where's our, like, we need a required heroin shot. I might do that.
Yeah. I need my.
What's up, Robert?
Once a week.
What do you think?
Yeah. Wake me up. A little fucking, yeah.
I mean, if you're sick,
yeah,
you could have one.
Where's our mandatory marijuana shot? I'll do that shit.
They have marijuana shots,
but we can't do it because why not?
I don't really think those guys like shooting up.
We can't do it because our drug test.
But I thought marijuana was the gateway drug.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it because I didn't want to get a random drug test and test positive for COVID.
No shit, right? It didn't matter anyway. If you still had to go to work.
Right.
Oh, you got COVID? Well, how sick are you? Well, you don't have to worry about it. I'll get the paperwork out of your truck.
That's how I got out of a training with Moore. I texted the boss.
He was so scared of COVID.
One morning. And
Holy shit.
I was like, hey, I'm not 100% sure, but I think COVID's running through my house. He's like, okay. Next morning, show up to work, and me and Moore aren't training together anymore.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I don't know. It was a crazy time. I'll give it that. I was like that. I mean, I've been through all the other ones. You know, like the what do you call it? There was one in the fucking 90s.
Smallpox. You probably went through the smallpox.
No, it wasn't with the smallpox.
Big pox.
There's one in the scare in the
A1N1, which was like the bird flu, swine flu.
And then there's one in the late 2008, 2009. There's one in there.
That was another. There was a lot of bird flus.
Dude, it was like it just washed over. Yeah. Honestly, I'll tell you right now why it blew up the most. Wild.
Social media.
Why I think happened. Okay. Here's my line of thought on the whole fucking COVID bullshit. If President Trump wasn't president and it was, say, Obama, Biden. I think it would have been like, oh, it's a normal flu. Nothing would have blew up. That was the only way they can get him out of office. And that might be a conspiracy theory, but that's my line of thought.
And so
that's why it blew up the way it did. These liberals lost their fucking mindset. They saw an end of Trump, and then they just fucking went after it.
I agree with you, and I disagree with you, because when Trump wanted to close the borders because of it, the liberals lost their minds. So they turned into a racial aspect. So that kind of makes me wonder if that's why or not. Because Trump wanted to close the borders early on. And they just turned it into a racial thing. But then as soon as it was widespread, it's was somebody else's thought to close the borders. Yeah. So I don't know. I think truthfully, it was an election year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking they brought that shit out on purpose to get Trump out of office.
But why would the Chinese bring it out for our election?
It wasn't Chinese, dude.
The Wuhan coronavirus
who fucking
clinic
ran?
In Wuhan, China.
Who ran that office? Dr. Fauci.
Did he run that off? He doesn't look Chinese. He looks more like a Nazi.
Look into it a little bit more. Your mind will be blown. It blows my mind.
My mind's already blown. Yeah. Jay, I'm looking at you. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
There's a lot of blowing going around here.
Without being any blowing going it's on.
Four dudes drinking beer in a basement with microphones. You think there's not going to be blowing going on?
I don't know,
Josh,
if it's Dr. Fauci at all, but I know he had something to do with it.
Well, Fauci looks like a Nazi scientist.
That motherfucker is, that guy should be up for treason, fucking prison.
Dude, domestic terrorism.
Dude, I guess, so I didn't know this, but when.
I feel so lost right now, Robert.
When AIDS came out.
Same.
When AIDS came out.
Yeah.
He was the one saying that you can get it by touching another AIDS victim.
Oh, you can get it from crossing streams.
So he was the reason why Magic Johnson lost his job at the NBA. All this shit. And all it was, obviously, now we know that he jumped to fucking, you know.
So have you seen the meme?
Next level.
It's Magic Johnson and like 20 women in bikinis on a beach. And it says, this had to be the weekend.
No, I have not. No. Dude, that guy's fucking, he's cured from it.
Well, yeah, because money cures AIDS.
Yeah.
There's a whole South Park episode on that.
What if AIDS and HIV was fake and there's been a cure all along?
Just like birds.
Well, just like cancer. I believe there's a cure for cancer for fucking 20 years.
I don't believe there's birds.
What if there's a cure for dicks that don't work?
Yeah, it's called the fucking blue pill, dude.
Mine aren't blue. Sure?
I need some of that. You do have the blue cheese,
do you
right?
really need it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, let me try something.
Wow.
Those are fun pills.
No.
Those are fun
That's
pills.
That's because you don't use it, right?
That's because he only goes for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm a short drive kind of guy.
Yeah, see, take one of those.
I like to go a little sprint ride, but yeah, we're good.
The trick is you take one of those.
As long as you get off and.
Oh, no, I make sure. I make sure.
No, dude, what girl out there gets off in 2 minutes?
I make sure. But pump wise, 2 minutes. Maybe five of them drinking.
Dude, we were watching this show on, I think it was Netflix or Amazon, but it's an old VH1 show called Naked Dating. So like,
I never saw that one.
Literally, these people are just naked and they have to go on these dates. So the first time they meet each other, they're both butt naked. And then they go on these dates and hang out with each other, right? This one guy, he was a sales rep for penis pumps. So oh, no dude. Shit, when he's getting undressed, he like puts on the penis pump and just like, you know, you can't see it because they blur out the shit, which I don't understand why, but whatever. So they blur all that shit out. And then like he walks up and they meet each other, whatever. And then it'll cut to them interviewing, you know, later on in the show. She's like, oh my fucking God, I've never been scared of a penis before.
Dude, no way.
So like of course, I went to Amazon and ordered a penis pump because apparently you like pump that thing and it's supposed to like fill up the whole fucking tube with your penis.
But it's going to be a temporary thing. Did it work? Right?
No. Did okay, that was a lie. I didn't really order a penis pump.
All right, gotcha.
I was going to say, did you smoke weed out of it?
Dude, I'm too scared. So my brother had one back. Fuck. I think when he was in high school.
You fucking smelled it. I know you smelled it.
Tasted
no,
it.
No, I didn't smell it.
Yeah, you tried to
smoke pot. I did try
it. You smoked pot out of it.
I did try it, curiosity-wise. But then, like, all I could literally think of was, like, you know, what happens when you pump, you know, like, you remember those old Reebok pump shoes?
When you overpump them.
You
know,
you overpump them and they explode?
You mean fucking, what's the movie where he does
Austin Powers.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's Deuce Bigelow.
Mel Gigolo.
Yeah, Deuce Bigelow.
Mel Gigolo.
With the penis pump?
Yeah, because remember the dude's in the room, and then he's like pumping it up, and then it ends up being like his cousin or whatever, and he's like, you know, where he's like trying to blow up the it's the second one, European Gigolo.
I don't remember that
one. It's a European Gigolo one. Because there's all the dudes there, and then like he win like the big cock thing. It's whoever's the biggest gigolo.
Rob Schneider stepped out on a stage of like the Republican side. He never really said he was, but like he's like, this makes sense. And you haven't heard from that motherfucker in how long now?
Oh, he's and, in like all of Adam Sandler's movies.
Yeah,
I believe Adam Sandler probably falls on the Republican side a little bit too.
Yeah.
What kind of Democrat wears fucking basketball shorts and buys McDonald's and they fucking, they're worth $14 million or
billion, probably
whatever that the fuck he's worth.
He's got so many fucking movies out.
I wish they'd keep politics out of like entertainment.
Because, me too.
Cause like it really ruins like some bands, dude, some actors, actresses for me.
I was an Eminem fan, dude. I loved everything Eminem did back in the day. And then he goes out there and starts fucking ripping on like, getting all political and shit. I'm like, dude, why?
Just
now I can't buy your CDs. I need to support your views.
Yeah.
Fuck off. If you would have never said a word, I'd still be buying a CD. Well, no, probably wouldn't, but
because they don't make CDs anymore.
I grew out of that stage.
Oh,
that was shit back in, you know.
No, I really still like Eminem's 20s. Music, but you just have to tone out the political shit. I mean, it's like, I don't give a shit who you voted for. Don't tell me who to vote for. I'm just not going to lie.
I hate that.
I have this really unique ability where I can like tune out lyrics and all that stuff. Like I don't hear what people are saying.
Use like the beat.
Oops, oops, I guess. Oops, I just, oops. I'll hear lyrics wrong. There was this old song called Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Boner.
And I always heard boner on a lonely horse.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear anything but boner on a lonely horse. And
so
why would somebody sing a song about a boner on a lonely
horse? Well, because he's riding to the next town.
So, but anyways, on the penis pump, I was too scared to really like pump go it for up. It. Because I,
pump,
I
pump,
you know,
pump
when you put a mic, you know, when you put a hot dog in the microwave too long and it explodes on the end, like I don't want that to do that to my penis.
I was trying to get you out of that whole scenario. That's why.
I don't care. I tried it once when I was younger. Everyone does dumb shit when they're
younger. You try it on your butthole? So you get
why fucking, would I try it on my butthole?
So you get those Jenner lips.
You should try it now so it helps your pooping.
Yeah.
I need one that blows, not sucks. My shit already hangs out. I don't need it to hang out more.
Well, your sphincter's wore out. Your cutter's broken.
Yeah.
I got a loose butthole like I am a gay, but I'm not, so
right.
Something's going on.
I know. I need surgery, apparently, but
I'll do it for half of the charge. You.
Yeah. But I don't want to. I'm tired of going to the doctor for a specific problem, and then they send you here, and then that person sends you there, and then that person sends
just
you over there.
Just go straight to the fucking major doctor.
Are you going to the same doctor for this?
Yeah, why don't you go to Spokane?
If you're going to the same doctor, maybe he just likes looking at your
just
butthole.
Fuck. Maybe I'm just fucking tired of it. So I stopped doing anything about it, and I just fucking deal with it like every other fucking American.
Just go to Ass Man, dude. Go to the main doctor, Ass Man.
Have Robert look at it. He's a butthole.
Yo, ass man. You got Kramer asshole? Driving the Cadillac? Dude, fucking ass man.
All right, so we're going to end this episode
Flex of the Great Garbage
Podcast.
Eat Flex Seal.
Flex Seal. Robert's going to take a look at my butthole, see if he can figure it out for me. So thanks for tuning in to another episode, guys.
Please like and share, guys. Come on.
Like, help us share, out. Rate, review.
Pre-order our book.
Yeah, go to our website at straightgarbagepodcast.com, buy some merch and shit. It doesn't really support us because we don't make fucking shit on it.
We're going to come up with a new shirt here shortly. So
yeah. Might put a picture of your mom on there. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyone's mom.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Don't Be a Reset.
There we go.
Yes. Not my route, not my miss.
Reset, reset.
Yeah, Don't Be a Reset.
Right.
Yeah.
Roger
so that. We can't get in trouble.
Yeah. Or Don't Be a Gay. I just love saying it like that.
Don't be
a gay.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like when it's not a synonym or whatever that
cinnamon.
Is.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Wouldn't you use it like a noun, cinnamon. Like a verb cinnamon. Or whatever this, I don't know what it is.
I've got a real quick story about
oh, fuck.
Don't Be a Gay. It's really quick.
All right. So PPS.
A guy I used to work with when Oakley came out, those wide earpiece glasses, wore them to work, and his foreman looks at him like, what are you, one of them gays?
Yes.
It still just sticks with me. Just
funny. Pretty funny. Pretty
what
funny.
Are you, one of them gays?
Correct.
Hey, we can't be saying gays.
Fags?
I can say whatever I want.
Queers? Homos? No,
this is Stray Garbage Podcast. We say what we mean. We're racist.
No, we can say gay.
We're not racist.
Well,
yeah,
yes, we are.
We got a black friend.
That one guy.
Yeah.
I met a black guy that wasn't in jail one time.
Yeah, and then we got an international... you know,
we work with a Mexican. We don't like him, but that has nothing to do with his race.
No.
Yeah.
And then we're friends with a guy from Australia. He's been on the show. Fuck, we reach around the world, man.
I watch black porn all the time. It's
and Asian math porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
We just like to make cool jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly...
And right, I'll be the first one to make fun of a white person. So don't you think white people are off limits?
Well, I think what we're trying to get at here is racism is terrible. Hilarious.
If you never listen to our show, then obviously you need to go back to the backlog and listen to it because we rip the shit out of each other.
Yep.
All the fucking time.
Yep.
So, and Jeffrey.
And Jeffrey. Yep. And my buddy Glenn.
White people have small dicks. Thanks for listening. All
right, peace out, guys.
Peace.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm pretty hammered. I got warrants, man.
For what?
Jaywalking.